Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's FantasyVictory.com, and it is a Tuesday. And to my man to my left, the one, the only, DJ Tom Lynch in the house, as we break down three segments worth of fantasy news, notes, nuggets, everything you need to dominate your draft. And Tom, we're counting down to that little tick, tick, tick you hear in the background. I mean, you've got like 2 weeks left, pretty much, where the drafts are going to happen here within the next 2 weeks. It's great stuff. No question about that. Let's get to some news and notes in segment number one. We left you last night, or yesterday, talking about Adrian Peterson and not knowing where his status was. Well, we now know, Tom Lynch. Oh, yeah. We now know that Adrian Peterson will not play in the preseason. So, Viking fans, you can all take a collective deep breath. Your beloved AP will not get hurt in the last two games of the preseason. He will be ready for week number one of the regular season, which is good news. Now, the biggest question, fantasy perspective, is what does that mean for us Adrian Peterson owners? Well, I don't think there's anything that would suggest that Adrian Peterson won't be ready to go week one. The only question is going to be what his workload is going to be. So is it going to be a 15 to 20 carry deal, or is he going to be limited to 8 to 10 touches per for the first couple games, kind of amp him back up? We will wait and see. We shall ask Leslie Frazier that exact question, and he will skirt the issue and figure out some way to leave us spinning our tires. In other news, go ahead and cue that up, Tommy, if you can hear that. Mike Vick got hurt again yesterday, and we're going to spend the next minute and a half just absolutely burying the bone that is Mike Vick. Look, the reality is this. Mike Vick has played in two preseason games. He has gotten hurt in both of them. The initial one, he hit his thumb on his throwing hand on his follow-through. Oh, this is good. Everybody hurts by REM. Now, Mike Vick hurts more than others. And then last night on a wonderful blitz by the New England Patriots, beautifully designed by Bill Belichick, I'm sure, Mike Vick found himself backpedaling and getting absolutely jarred in the ribs. Stone Cold Steve Austin would have been absolutely proud of that. I mean, it was a spike to the turf like no other, and he left. X-rays are negative, but here's the question you have to ask yourself. Normally in past years, Mike Vick has missed 4 or 5 games in a season, but he's waited until like weeks 10 through 15 to do it. Now the dude's getting hurt in the preseason. I don't want anything to do with Michael Vick. Now Tom Lynch will say, well, how about you pick him up as like your backup? I reiterate and repeat, I don't want anything to do with Mike Vick. So we bury that dog in the backyard. Mike Vick, from a fantasy perspective, even though I think my guy, Paul Charchin, has you listed at like 14, I don't want anything to do with you. That does it. Segment one. We're back with more right here, fantasyvictory.com.